Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In recent weeks, we've had serious floods in Vermont, lethal wildfires in Hawaii and Canada, a rare hurricane in Southern California, record-breaking heat waves across the U.S. As most scientists will tell you, these are the results of climate change, which, as those scientists agree, is caused by burning fossil fuels. And yet, a new poll by the Marist Organization found that just over half of Americans think it's more important to protect the economy than the planet. Worse, even people who do think climate change is serious aren't really doing much about it. Oh, they recycle plastic bottles and buy electric cars, but that's not going to save us. Why are humans so passive in the face of impending doom? For one thing, we've allowed the climate issue to become politicized, so party loyalty trumps common purpose and common sense. For another thing, we don't like to spend money on big projects unless the payback is clear and everybody, everywhere, chips in. We're not there yet. But it's more than that. People seem to be hardwired not to respond to threats, emergencies, disasters, even immediate ones. That's because we're prisoners of our biases. Here are some of those, as described by social scientists. The optimism bias. Even when other people are losing their jobs, homes, lives, we have an evolutionary confidence that it probably won't happen to us. The continuity bias. We assume things will continue pretty much as they always have. The Cassandra effect. We tune out people, even experts, who warn us that something contrary to our experience is about to happen. The bystander effect. We're less likely to respond to an emergency if we're in a crowd. We wait for somebody else to act. Which leads to the SEP effect. We think major threats that could eventually harm us are, quote, somebody else's problem, because they're not affecting us now. To these, I would add my own coinage, the stupidity bias. Contrary to some more generous thinkers, I believe the mass of humans are short-sighted and self-destructive. Maybe the best thing we can hope for is that the bugs or small animals left on this planet after we're gone will learn the lessons of our hardwired, suicidal folly. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.